Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, second day of November. You know, we threw out a bunch of birthdays earlier, and, you know, every once in a while I throw out a name, and because you don't think about this person having a birthday, but do you know whose birthday it would have been today?
Would have been.
Daniel Boone.
Really?
See what I'm saying? You don't think about it, but
okay.
Daniel Boone was, you know,
okay.
He'd be born on someday. Like you said, this was the first day for everything. So today would have been Daniel Boone's birthday, man. I didn't even know when this dude lived. Like, I did not even know what century the name came from or when he existed.
Who's this?
1734 to 1820, Daniel Boone.
Whoa.
That's when he walked the earth.
Okay.
I didn't know that, man. I didn't, you know, had a president, had a birthday, had a lot of presidents today. And I was going to have some fun with that, but I didn't figure we'd embarrass ourselves. But, you know, like, what number was this person? But a lot of them were elected on this day. Warren Harding was elected on this day. But he was also his birthday. Jimmy Carter.
Okay.
Truman was reelected. W was reelected. George W was reelected on this day.
Okay.
Garfield. Franklin Pierce. By the way, that was an actual president. A dude named Franklin Pierce.
Yeah.
He was the 14th president. Yeah, happened on this day. The 20th president. Yeah. I can hear.
20th?
The 20th president was also elected. I said Garfield. So a lot of this stuff happened on this day. And the birthday's Burt Lancaster. But here's one, bringing it back to sports and football. Do we have our guest ready to go? He's ready. Well, somebody needs to tell me to shut up. D-Led, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Greg. Sam, how y'all doing today?
We're doing better now talking to you. I'm throwing out insignificant information and forgot we had like an A-list celebrity on the phone.
I don't know about A-list or celebrity, but I'm on the phone.
You are A-list celebrity. We think so.
Well, we did. D-Led, I want to get your opinion. We're obviously going to get you to dissect the Falcons and your thoughts on that. But Sam and I were talking earlier in the show, talking about there are just guys who are better coordinators than they are head coaches. And Josh McDaniel's back with New England. And the talk about him being up there and coaching Drake May and making him into, well, New England's next best thing to Tom Brady up there. Anyway, all the positive talk about what he's done. What are you hearing about what this New England offense looks like and what kind of problems they'll give the Falcons defense today?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, it's a traditional run first offense, and then when you come up to stop the run, they throw it over your head to Keyshawn Boutte. You know, he's accurate enough to where I saw the Buffalo game when they just played straight zone, and he was able to get the ball to Stephon Diggs underneath, and Stephon really wanted to beat them and, you know, went to work that day. So didn't score a touchdown, but caught a lot of balls. So nothing real fancy about what Josh is doing. You know, they're going to run the ball and pound it at you, and then when you come up, they throw it over your head to Keyshawn Boutte. And Drake May's got a big enough arm and he's accurate enough with it to make you pay.
Fantastic. Folks, spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline on this game day Sunday morning with Dear Orlando Ledbetter from AJC and AJC.com. And he is social. You can find him at Dear Orlando AJC at Dear Orlando AJC, and he can show you which bow tie he's wearing today. he will do that. But we talk about the other team. Let's talk about our folks. And this was an interesting week because we wanted to see if QB1 was going to be back. We wanted to see if his top receiver was going to be back. Thoughts about this week up at Flowery Branch and how this team is going into this game, D-Led?
Yeah, big sense of urgency from this team because the way they kicked away the game to Miami, you know, kind of started, you know, heck, if they wasn't ready to play. It was the second time this season. And so I don't know, you know, the coaches got to do their part and teach them what to do, but the players got to bring the energy on game day. And too many of them said they didn't. For whatever reasons, you know, Chris Lindstrom said, hey, we saw everything that Miami did. We were ready for it. It was on us. So, you know, they got to take ownership and be who they want to be when these games kick off on Sunday. You know, granted, you were down some people, but you should have been able to be a 1-6 team even with Kirk Cousins as your quarterback who hadn't played at all. Even if you just ran the ball all day, you still should have. That should have been enough, but it wasn't, and that was the reality. Now they got to move on and try to get back in that groove where they were against Washington and Buffalo.
What did Kirk Cousins being in that lineup in that game say to the fan base or even the team about how you feel about the backup quarterback position?
Yeah, they don't feel very good after seeing that. So, you know, you're starting to hear some of the well, we just need to go back to Kirk, folks. But I think he didn't do enough for them to keep going. You know, now they moved over to just trashing the offensive coordinator. So Kirk's not the savior. The offensive coordinator is getting a lot of the heat now. And then Mike Penix got to show up and play like he did against Washington and in the first half against Buffalo.
Thoughts about the defensive side of the ball, D-Led, because that's pretty crucial and going to be put to the test by this quarterback today. And, you know, Jesse Bates is a little ailing. I guess we'll find out his availability for this game today. Are we going to get to see Jalen Walker? That's something. And what are we going to do with the linebacker situation where it seems like, you know, really needed some help there as well?
Yeah, you know, Sam, what you got, you know, Jesse and Jalen are questionable. I'm thinking one of them not going to play. I don't know which one. As far as the linebacker situation, I mean, that was the kid's first start. You drafted him. You developed J.D. from town, Blessed Trinity, made his first NFL start. No, now can he get in there and get there a little bit faster and get to the action and make his tackles and so forth? He was a tackling machine in high school and at Notre Dame. So I don't want to put too much stock in his first game as a starter. A lot of other people do. You know, folks want to throw out the trash right away. And you know, they got him to develop him, and, you know, they got to get him in position to help the defense out. So, I mean, he could tackle, so I would leave him in there and, you know, keep working with him as a, you know, basically rookie who made his first NFL start.
You know, it's going to be maddening to the Falcon faithful here if we see anything other than being a dominant run team on this game today. And not to just go away from it in the second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. They need to stay with it because you got a quarterback that's coming back who's a little dinged up. We know what this thunder and lightning running combo can do back there, and at times they go away from it, and especially what happened against Miami. Wouldn't you say that this has got to be a run-heavy game?
No.
Really?
Greg, just because New England is hasn't allowed 50 yards rushing this year in any game. First team to do that since 1950. They only give up 76 yards rushing, so you're going to be banging your head against the wall at some point. Yeah, so you got to be able to do both in this game. This team is I saw the Buffalo game. That James Cook was getting the ball. They were almost getting the handoff before he was. So they're going to be keyed in on the run. They got some good edges, and Harold Landry and Clavion Chase on. Robert Spillane's the linebacker to watch. So,
I missed that one by a block.
The run here.
I would think that you'd not want to have New England make Michael Penix beat them.
What's going to have to happen today. If you're going to win, that's what's going to have to happen.
Wow. You think about this team and the things that you know, you need for this team to come out and establish that run game. We know what that means, but it's going to be very difficult. And you know, a good thing you got Drake London back. And the person we don't mention that we talked so much about before the season started, maybe we mentioned him a little less, but he is contributing, is Kyle Pitts. Thought about what a good day by him today could mean for this team.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts could blow the whole thing open. We haven't seen his down-the-field route this year. You know, he got open against Tampa and last year. I think I saw him in practice, so that might be something to watch today. And the other one, and Kyle, you know, they tried to lean on him last week. He caught 9 of 9 targets. You know, Kurt leaned on him a little bit, but they were short things. They weren't anything to blow the top off. So that's something to watch. And then Darnell Mooney looks about as close to 100% as he's been all year. And that could be, you know, he got open last week and Kurt threw the ball wide and high. So, you know, maybe him and Michael Penix has got a connection now and they could – get this offense going. But, yeah, those two guys should have some opportunities today because Drake London's going to be on lockdown with Christian Gonzalez on him all day.
You know, the reason I went down the road I went to, and I still think that, listen, somebody's got to have a running game against this New England team. If it's not the Falcons, I figure at some point during this season. But the reason I brought that up, D-Led, was because these guys have not got an outdoor road win this season. The only road win they've got is indoors is at Minnesota, and I just thinking again, Michael Penn is coming back. We've seen what Algiers and
Bijan
can do.
Yep.
But you're telling me this New England defense chews up running games, and so again, I'm hoping I see something. But here's the question: are we completely confident right now about our special teams? We feeling good about the kicking game?
No, I don't think for the deep kicking game, no, but I think under 40, he's done enough. You know, he made 5 in Minnesota to win the job. But you know, you got to get to the 35 to get a 52 yarder. And, you know, so really, you really want to get to the 25. So it's a 42 yarder. So that's where you're at. You know, it's not Money Matt Bryan days where, you know, you got to 35, you know, you were good for 52. I mean, that was Coach Smith told me that. He's like, hey, I get to 35, I'm good. I got 3. Then we can start going for it. For with this guy, Parker, you know, local kid too, Peachtree City, I'm thinking the 25 is good. The 30 might be safe, 47. But, yeah, I want him under 45 kicking. Return game's picking up. They got to get those mortar balls, those things, get them picked up. And then they got to eliminate the penalties. Felipe Franks had a couple special teams penalties. Mike Ford had one last week, too. Eliminate those. Quit shooting yourself in the foot. You're not good enough to not show up, play shoddy on special teams, and you know, then be misfiring on offense. That's what happened to Miami last week. But I think the 6-2 Patriots got their full attention. And, you know, with a young team, you know, you're going to have some fluctuations. So maybe they can pull off the upset and start smoothing some of these youthful issues out.
That is D. Orlando.
Yeah.
Which bow tie you got today? Which bow tie is coming on today?
I got a couple blues here that with some brown. We're going to go earth tones today.
All right. That's what we're talking about.
All right, man. As always, D-Led, thank you as always. Travel safely, and hopefully we can get you back on here in a couple weeks.
Stay warm up there.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Greg and Sam. Take care. Have a great day.
There you go. D. Orlando Ledbetter. I want to ask you about how he checked me a second ago, which is, it makes sense, but I'm just curious about the overall thought behind why I brought that up.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.